Persecution also stimulated the development of apologetic literature written by Christians in the early 2nd century. The word apologetic comes from the Greek word apologia, which means a defense. And apologetic literature is fascinating because it is the effort by a group that is countercultural to explain itself to the larger culture, but in order to do that, it must use the terms of the larger culture. And so even as it's showing how we're just like you, it also functions as a means of self-definition, but because by portraying ourselves in the language of others, we also become assimilated to the language of others. So we have a lovely composition called The Letter of Diognetus. We don't even know who Diognetus was, but it was written around the middle of the century to the Emperor Antoninus Pius, who probably never read it. But it portrays Christians as in remarkable fashion as being just like everybody else in the world. He says we don't dress differently, we don't act differently, we don't eat strange foods, but we are the soul of the world. An image which says that Christians are, in some sense, the life-giving ferment of society. And we have the apology written by Justin, the same person who entered into disputation with Trypho the Jew, in which he portrays Christianity as a philosophical school, in terms that would be intelligible to the wider Greco-Roman culture. Now, all of this was happening in the first half of the second century. It is the second half of the second century that generated forms of diversity within the Christian movement that challenged it in fundamental ways and demanded a more explicit form of self-definition. There was in the second century a strong tendency toward cosmic dualism and religious asceticism in a variety of forms. Cosmic dualism. Cosmic dualism is a view of reality in which two powers are pretty much on an equal plane and competing with each other, good and evil. And in the second century, good was pretty much lined up with spirit, and evil was pretty much lined up with physical reality or materiality. Asceticism means discipline. It comes from the Greek word ascesis, which means simply discipline. Asceticism then means self-control, especially in sexual matters and in dietary matters. When asceticism is connected to cosmic dualism, it obviously implies that by controlling physical reality, one cultivates the spirit and diminishes the impact of the physical. Now, this broad movement of asceticism and cosmic dualism was not unique to Christianity in the second century. It appears in Greco-Roman literature, in the Hermetic literature. It appears in Jewish literature, in early mystical texts, such as the Hekhalot literature. But it is in Christianity that its influence is most impressive and almost redefines this movement. Now, it is not entirely heterodox or heretical in character. We find traces of this cosmic dualism and this asceticism in popular Christian writings, which otherwise do not challenge the common convictions in any fundamental way, and were eagerly read by Christians as part of their recreational literature, if you will. Let me give you two examples. One is the Infancy Gospel of James, which is written around the year 150 and is remarkable for its attention to the mother of Jesus, Mary. It is this gospel that places a particular importance upon Mary's biological virginity. Even after the birth of Jesus, clearly there is a kind of an obsession with virginity as opposed to active sexuality.